Welcome back to episode 5 of Strength and Sanity. I'm your co-host, Milan Patel.
And I'm Ash Krishna.
And we have an exciting interview on tap for you guys here today. We sat down with one of my good friends from high school, actually, Jack Hansel. Mm-hmm. He's an RA at Wash U, so it was really cool to kind of hear his perspective working with incoming freshmen, current freshmen, and kind of just helping them navigate through the whole chaotic adventure that is college life.
Yeah, I'm good to catch up with them and catch up with him and see how things are going, right?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. I know it's been a while since you guys have heard from us. So, really, you know, how's everybody been? I feel like I haven't seen you guys in a while, too.
I mean, I've seen you everywhere, buddy. You're my roommate. But everything's going good. I think I'm excited for graduating next week.
Yeah,
it's a long road for us now, right? We finished first step. That's the undergraduate. You know, and then next is you going to med school and me going to dental school. But I'm just in the process of studying for dental exam. And you are going to be in Arkansas State.
Yeah. So I did get into med school. I'll be at the New York Institute of Technology, College of Osteopathic Medicine, but I'll be at their Arkansas State location. So I'll be in Jonesboro, Arkansas, kind of 45, 50 minutes outside of Memphis. I'll be documenting. I have a new Instagram account, milan.patel.med. Go drop a follow if you want to follow along and kind of stay in touch that way too. But
it will make him happy.
It does make me happy, actually. I appreciate it, guys. Come on. Don't you want to make me happy?
We'll think about it,
Now that the weather's like warmer now, like I don't know if you guys have noticed, like campus feels a lot more like campus.
Lively.
Yeah, it's a lot more lively. Everyone's in a better mood. Vibes are at an all-time high.
I think people's mental health is usually way better.
Seasonal depression is real.
Me, I like rain, but if it's too much rain, I'm just like at home, you know?
I don't know how Kreth lives in Seattle, man. Dude, Seattle...
It's always raining.
Yeah, you know, Seattle is just notoriously known for having gone those gloomy, cloudy, rainy days.
Right. But I don't know. And when I watch Grey's Anatomy, it doesn't seem like it's raining all the time, so... Yeah. I kind of like the vibe Seattle was giving me, so I think he's happy down there.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know he's having a great time. It's awesome. I know we just finished watching the NFL draft too recently. Mm-hmm. Those of you guys who don't know, my dad's side's from Atlanta, so I'm a big Falcons fan,
and I'm a Cincinnati Bengals fan. So I like my pick. I think we're gonna be good.
Who you guys got? What, Shamar?
Yeah.
We got not one but two. Edge rushers out of the draft. We gonna get that quarterback. Yep.
It would have been nice if they just drafted another quarterback.
But,
I think you guys did good this year.
I'm happy. You know, I'm happy with it.
Once in a lifetime, you guys have good picks. Yeah. But we'll see how things go. I mean, it's only, a few more months till NFL starts, right?
Yeah, I think preseason is like...
August around.
Yeah, it's August. Yeah. August, and then...
So we'll see how things go.
Yeah.
But I'm excited. I'm excited for this conversation with Jack because he brings in new insights and just new, like, topics about what he provides into this mental health discussion. And we usually stick with, like, you know, sports, like, kind of like an athlete perspective or a nutritionist or a doctor. But I wanted to just hear from the people because... Mm. We don't know much about mental health until we actually see them in person, right? Mm-hmm. Or actually talk to someone who's going through a lot of things. But what Jack sees is a lot of people who comes as a freshman with so much excitement, but they also doesn't know how to handle those excitement, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to learn from today. And that's what you guys need to hear from Jack, because he really teaches what we need to know about mental health.
No, we try to keep it interesting for you guys. So if you guys have any recommendations too for guests for the future, I'm sure we'll have a lot of people returning too as we have more and more people on. But speaking of, you know, our 1 year anniversary of Strength and Sanity is coming up here in a couple months. So if you guys have any ideas for a unique video you guys want to see.
It's actually crazy, right?
Can just you believe it?
Yeah.
Man,
it's one year just gone by, and I'm actually proud of how we have gone through and how we have improved over the for a year.
We recruited Steven.
Right, yes. Great addition, by the way. How do you like being part of Strength and Sanity, Steven?
Yeah, I'm glad I'm not in front of the camera.
Hey, it's okay. You know, I was camera shy too. I don't really usually do this, but I think I got way better.
Yeah.
I think my public speaking also got better. Mm. I think my overall speaking English has been better too.
No, that's good, man. Yeah, no, we try to constantly improve, not only for ourselves, but for all you guys too. Right. We want to make sure we're delivering a really great product. And, you know, you guys see these videos. It's
so, yeah,
Steven's the man behind the camera. He's,
there's any tips or tricks that we should work on, please comment. We're always happy for new suggestions and ways to improve. Because this is our first time doing it, but every time we drop a new season, we like to improve just a little better than we used to before.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, you guys have any good ideas, send them our way. Happy to hear it. Yeah. And we appreciate you guys for coming along for the ride.
We're ready to go into our interview, right?
Yeah. We won't keep it from you guys any longer. So we're going to see you guys on the flip side. So let's hop into this interview now. Welcome back to another episode of Strength and Sanity. We're hopping into our interview here today with Jack Hansel from Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri. Not Washington in Seattle, it's WashU in St. Louis. The school will even tell you that themselves. But thanks for joining us today, Jack.
Yeah, thank you.
Can you give us a little introduction about yourself? Introduce yourself to the people tuning in.
Yeah, so my name is Jack Hansel, and I am a senior at Washington University in St. Louis, like what Millen astutely pointed out. and specifically for this conversation, I've been a residential advisor for UMSI, which is the largest housing unit at WashU, for the last 2 years. And I just sort of wanted to bring my experience with that role to this podcast and also talk about specifically nutrition and mental health and awareness.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I gotta ask, what made you choose being an RA and going into this field, I guess?
Yeah, so actually, I have to give kudos to my girlfriend, Allison, where she initially was the one who applied to be an RA to sort of help give back to the, I would say local community, but it's just more of like for all the students here and to sort of like go into that role. And by observing everything that she did with her team really inspired me to want to apply and do the same thing. And I know that they had a ton of things called Hey Griddles, which is where they would like go to the kitchen and then they would cook a bunch of food and like waffles and then they would give it back to all the residents. And like that sort of serving the community really was the thing that I was like drawn to. And like I would also help clean up with all of them and whatnot. And having that experience, I like met a lot of good friends doing that too and really made me want to partake in this sort of RA experience.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, it's very hard. Like, you know, I've seen our own RA, what he had to deal with us. And but the connection that we had, I guess the bond that we built, it just like got better every time, every like, I guess, month, right?
We would say. Yeah. I think he opened up more too. Like, I think it was like a mutual thing, right? I mean, sometimes there's just like tension between RA and, you know, freshmen at the time and now, oh, they're like my superior. And so they're probably super strict. They're probably a little weird. So it kind of like hinders the relationship a little bit. And then both parties kind of end up over time, they, you know, come out of their shells and, you know, ends up being a pretty cool friendship in the end.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's very much a tight balance where you have to keep this both like friendly, but also professional relationship with the residents, because at the end of the day, you want to be a role model for them and help them in whatever it is. But at the same time, we have all these rules that that we have to follow just to make sure that students stay safe and that everyone doesn't put themselves in a situation that no one really wants to be in. So it's, just making sure that everyone, you know, is comfortable, but also like following the rules at the same time.
Right. I mean, being a freshman into a new university, new lifestyle, you get that I feel like a lot of freshmen run on adrenaline.
Oh,
and that's just like, you can do whatever you want, but, and there is no consequences. And sometimes that can affect your just overall, like mentally, and also just, you don't know what your awareness, you're just on your own, but seeking that guidance and help from someone like you would help them like kind of navigate their path into like what they want to do and how they can do it, but with a bit of responsibility, I guess.
Yeah, of course. And Don't forget too that all RAs here have also at one point been freshmen and gone through
Right,
this
yeah.
process of, you know, not really having any friends yet and trying to like find your place. And I remember my RA when I was a freshman year, it was a huge help for me because he was there just whenever I had questions about whatever it was, even if it was just like dining or like where would you study, that sort of thing. He was actually really helpful with sort of feeling like I had someone I could go to and talk to in a sort of like not worst case scenario,
Yeah.
but like if I needed to talk to somebody, I knew he was there, which is something that I've always wanted to give back to my students as well, my residents, and make sure that they know that, hey, if you know you're ever feeling lonely or you really need support, like I will be there for you because that's
Yeah.
our main
No,
job.
that's awesome. I think the role of the RA really has kind of grown over time. I think now, like, yeah, kind of as we touched on earlier, when you're an incoming freshman, I mean, you're in a new environment, even if it's like, you know, I mean, we went to high school just down the road from WashU, but there's a difference towards going to Clayton High School versus going to WashU, right? I mean, it's, you know, a whole new group of people, whole new academics, whole
Right.
new, like, the whole dining hall experience, whole, you know, first time some of these kids maybe are experiencing, like, you know, alcohol, drugs, like, all that's there, right? You know,
Yeah.
all these outside factors there. So kind of navigating those interactions, those relationships, is tough. So kind of, you know, yeah, as you said, you are kind of a role model to these kids, and you know, having that kind of open conversation, open relationship is so important nowadays, because it's just, you know, the things you see on social media, man, it's crazy kind of
Yeah.
what goes on at college, even down trickle down effect to high school and even middle school now.
I mean, I gotta ask this. I mean,
Yeah.
how'd you guys like feel when you moved from your, you know, Clayton High School and then you like transferred into like in
Yeah.
university surroundings? Was it like, did you feel different, or was it like, you know, I know from Canada we don't
Yeah.
have like McDonald's in school. I just thought that,
Yeah.
and you know, TikToks and here and there, I just see that you guys have a lot of things in your high school. So is this much different than when you go to university? Are you like aware of that, you know, the nutrition part? Like, you know, is it just the
Yeah.
McDonald's lifestyle, or are you gonna maybe try to meal prep on Sundays and, you
Yeah,
know?
I'll let Jack touch on that probably first, because I know Jack's certainly a lot healthier than me, and he'll probably touch on it. He went through a really big healthy
Yeah,
phase too, which he'll
I did.
also
Yeah,
touch
so it was
on. But
gonna
yeah,
be
no, go
awesome.
ahead.
So there was a huge change actually with just even going down the street to WashU because there's something called the WashU bubble where it's like even though we're in St. Louis and I'm literally a mile or two away from my house, it's like when you're on campus it feels like a whole different place. It's like you've kind of been transported to this new sort of realm in a way, which was a really interesting experience because at first it's like I thought that, oh, I have 14 other kids who from my high school went to WashU for my grade. I'll talk to them, but I honestly never really hung out with them like that often. I found new people to hang out with, which is a great experience. But talking about with like nutrition specifically and that change from, you know, eating at your house, making your lunch in the morning for yeah, just like prepping lunch or whatever, or like eating at the school too. Now it's like everything's like cafeteria based. You have a meal plan. It's technically you can cook your own food, but it's you're not allowed to have like your own private kitchen and there's like a community kitchen, and then you have to sort
Right.
of find go navigate those sort of rules with like, okay, how do I like treat it in like a nice way and also like find time to do that. So there's definitely a big change in like, okay, now it's like I can ask my parents to buy stuff and now it's like I have to get it myself, which is in my opinion was like a huge step that
Right.
took a while to get used to, of course.
I
So
bet. I mean, it is a different life. Like, it's a different
yeah.
life, I guess, compared to high school. And it probably took some time to like adapt to this new surroundings. So like, I don't know, did you feel a bit nervous, or just, you know, knowing that you have to like see that you have to handle all these like kids freshman year, and
Yeah.
just feel like you have this whole big of responsibility now? Or did you have some kind of leadership like role that you did in high school and that kind of helped you transfer into, you know, going into university and being an RA?
Yeah, so I did a bunch of different activities in high school. Like I was a sort of team captain for the high school rowing team, which I think really helped with my confidence and my ability to lead. But also just before I even became an RA, just seeing how other RAs sort of dealt with like being a role model for the students, but also being a friend and also
Right.
trying to get guidance and also setting the boundaries and all that. Just being able to see other people before me try and like lead by example was for me really helpful. So when I became an RA, obviously it was still scary where it's like, it's my first time doing this. I don't want to like mess up per se, and I want to make sure everyone sees me as a role model, but also follows the rules at the same time. But I also had a lot of help along the way, and I won't deny the fact how important like having other people who've done what you've done before and talking to them to get experience is like really valuable for not even just being an RA, but honestly for anything. If you're, applying for graduate school, like having talking to other people about how their experience was is
Oh
like a huge
yeah.
help with advice and all that. So, I think that's just a general advice for life is asking other people and don't be afraid to ask questions, and you're not in this alone because honestly, I don't think there's a single thing either three of us have done in our lives that no one else has done before, like
Right.
someone's always tried this path before you did. So,
Yeah, no, correct me if I'm wrong, but also to be an RA, do you need a referral, right? To even get the position, or do you fill out an application and apply? Because I think, did Allison refer you, or did you have to just submit a cold application?
You do have to, everyone has to submit the same, like, sort of cold application. And RAs can refer to the RCDs who are the res college advisors. They can tell them, oh, like, I know this person, they would be a great fit. But that's more of a recommendation rather than like, oh, now you're going to get hired for that reason. So WashU actually has a pretty holistic way of interviewing for RAs where everyone has to do the same first application. And then you have first and second interviews that the first interview are one-on-ones with RCDs and RAs. And then the second one is a group interview. And everyone has to do that. And then everybody is internally ranked by that. And then usually for the last 2 or 3 years, there are about 230 people applying for on average about 60 spots. So it comes out to be a roughly 30% acceptance rate.
No,
So,
that's not too bad.
yeah.
You really need the right people in those roles, because I mean, it's I know certainly just I'm sure the vibe's different between University of Wisconsin and WashU, just based on where there is like Madison versus St. Louis, and I'm sure everybody listening already knows like they're two different schools for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
But I know certainly in our freshman year, it was, I mean, it was crazy. It was rowdy. I mean, we're kind of the way the dorms are situated, there's like two parts. It's called like Lakeshore and Southeast. So like Southeast is usually like for people more extroverted. Lakeshore is for more of like your introverted types. Man, dude, I don't know. I understand how the transition was hard, but it just feels like there's so many moving parts going on. I don't mean to go back to the food stuff, but like when mom and dad's cooking everything at home, and
Yeah.
dude, now I'm on the dining plan. Like I don't have a kitchen. Like you're kind of just at the mercy of your circumstances, and kind of fueling your body the right way. Trying to be productive in a setting of chaos where it feels like there's so many different things going on in your life. It's tough. So like having
No,
RAs, having the
definitely.
right RAs is really crucial. So I totally understand why it's kind of a competitive process. And if you guys want to speak more on this, go for it. But that's kind of where my thoughts were at. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I would say that I'll let you guys in on a little secret, but WashU actually has one of the best RA sort of roles out of all colleges because most RAs have to be on call either weekly or biweekly, but I only have to be on call, which means that when I'm sleeping or whatever, I have to like pick up a phone in case anyone gets locked out or an emergency. I only have to do it once a semester, which is pretty nice. And they have a lot of resources built in to help RAs get to where they need to be when it comes to helping students, which I really appreciate. But yeah, like speaking about the food, it's like I'll notice with like a lot of residents is that, obviously, everyone comes from a different type of high school and how hard it was always different. But one thing we noticed in college is that, it's no longer just easy per se. Like there's a lot of really, really hard classes, especially when you have pre-med and engineering kids specifically. They have some really, really tough course curriculums. And when you're so stressed about trying to study and all that, I've noticed a lot of kids, it's like nutrition is like the last thing on your mind. It's like you're just trying to focus
Genuinely,
on
like it just
doing
breaks up your
well.
study
Yeah.
flow.
So yeah, it's really tough to like think about, okay, like am I eating well or like should I eat this versus that? It's like a lot of kids I've noticed it's like, oh, I just need to eat something right now so I can go back to studying immediately. So that
I think
can
we all fell into that same kind of trauma. I guess it's like a bit of trauma. If you think about it, just like you're a freshman in a completely new environment and you see all these amazing foods, right? It looks great under the lights, but what's really in the food, we don't really know, right? So we just eat it as much as you want, and it's like all you can eat kind of buffet style.
And so you eat as much as you want, but you're not realizing how that's really going to impact you the rest of the day. And you're going to feel like the fatigue, you're going to feel like that, I guess, that feeling in the class that, oh, I can't do anything, right? You just, it feels just that day has completely gone. So knowing that, like, how do you like help these residents maybe, talk about nutrition or like mentally where they should be at, I guess.
So a really cool thing I've been very grateful to be a part of is in the RA role, everyone has to join a focus area. So some people do sort of like EDI diversity, and some people do like college representation. But the group I'm in is called Healthy Excellence, which is really focused on nutrition and like mental well-being. And one of the things that we really try to do is that every semester we'll have something called a healthy harvest, where
Oh,
we'll
that's
go to a
awesome.
local grocery store and buy fruits and vegetables that normally WashU either doesn't have or they're way too expensive. Like I think they're charging $2 per banana at one point, and like that's really expensive, and like all different types of fruits and vegetables just so they can have access to it. And like the goal is maybe not like in the short term, it's like, okay, eating an apple probably is not going to change a lot, but having that sort of long term sort of, oh, like, I grabbed an apple like at this event, like it reminds you that like fruit and vegetables are an option, even though they can sometimes be hard to find, but you can still get it if you try hard enough. And that's kind of our point, is just to sort of like encourage students to remember it's like to sort of have a diversity in your diet and whatnot. So, yeah.
No, that's awesome, man. I don't know if Wisconsin does something like that, but I'm sure we could try and get it started here. But yeah, no, it's I know certainly like a lot of times freshmen don't often have cars on campus too. And so that kind of you kind of have to know upperclassmen that have vehicles on campus. And that also kind of hinders just building a healthy diet, trying to get into a routine. And so there's just so many different factors, but that's really awesome you guys do that. So you guys like carpool together to like I think you said like a grocery store, or is it like a farmer's market type of deal?
So normally for that, all the RAs will go together, and since we're all juniors and seniors, almost everyone has a car at that point. So then we'll go to the grocery store, buy a bunch, and then bring it back to the res college so that kids who normally can't go to the grocery store because they don't have cars, now they can just stop by for free and take whatever they want, which is kind of the whole point, which
That's
was
awesome. This is once a month, or how often is it?
it. Currently, it's once a semester because there's only three RAs a part of this. But whenever I leave, I know they had hopes that it would become like a bi-monthly or even monthly thing from now on. So that would be sort of the trajectory that they're shooting for.
I think they should implement this in our place too.
Yeah, I think
I felt
so.
like even in our freshman year, we didn't really have that full connection with our RA. It was just like we see them around, have a daily checks. But even when we had those team meetings, I guess we didn't feel like people were encouraged or they didn't want to be part of it. So I feel like maybe in our area they should do more to like I guess maybe influence us to maybe be more active and be part of the society, I guess, because we do have different learning societies in the campus, but do students really take part of it? Do they actually use all these facilities is something we have to question.
Yeah, no, it was hard because I know I certainly when our RA like held I think you were also talking to me about this when we met up over break, but yeah, no, how do you get people to turn out to like these events that you host? Like when you're hosting an RA event, how do you get turnout?
So the primary way we do it is that whenever we do have an event, which is normally every month, and it'll be a variety of different things, we'll put it in the Teams channel for the whole like group to see. But also just having personal connections with the residents helps a lot, where if I'll see them on campus, I'll just be like, "Hey, Adam, like there's an event tonight. Let's,
Yeah, like Adam, I know
enjoy
you'll
and
be
like
there. I
do
know
it."
you'll be
Yeah, you
there.
know, like really like build that intimate personal connection, which really helps like with like turnout. And then also I would say that Samith, for example, is a great example of somebody who really, really is good at like spreading the news around, where like he knows 20 different groups who he can tell them all about it, and then they can spread it to even more. And it's kind of like a web chain in a way. So I think that a lot of RAs struggle to get people to come to their events, not because their events are bad per se, but probably because getting those intimate physical, not physical, but like just sort of connections with students is really, really important to have those in order to sort of encourage people to come to your events. So,
Yeah, that, yeah. I mean, is I wish they can do that more often here. It just helps us, maybe even future few like freshman students coming into this university, they don't feel that, I guess, nervousness or just like being afraid to open up to these RAs and not just considering them as like a senior classman, but more like, you know, we're here for you, and we just want you to open up whenever you feel like you're comfortable talking to. Because I know as a freshman, we all have gone through a lot of stress, and that's something we couldn't escape from, but it's just something we had to dealt with, right? So having that some connection with an RA can help us build that connection and just feel more comfortable moving towards, like, even in your sophomore year and your junior year, being able to also take up this role as an RA and then help the future students coming into the university.
Yeah, no, that it kind of touches on kind of what we talked about earlier with, you know, there's really probably almost nothing that we've done that there's not somebody else who's done it before us that's done and was successful at it. And it kind of just ties into the importance of how crucial like mentorship is. And that's kind of how I feel like the role of the RA has kind of changed to now is like, you know, you're a role model, you're a mentor, like you know, you've lived the life that these kids are now coming into. And so they look to you for guidance and you have all the strats. Maybe you don't have all the strategies and you're still figuring it out too, which is, you know, that's just how life goes. But it just kind of reminds you of just how important mentorship is. And, you know, it's awesome. I know certainly our RA tried to. And, you know, at some point, right, there's only so much you can do. It's kind of up to them to have some
Right.
intrinsic drive to
But it's
go
also
out.
like, even sometimes you want to, when you interview the
Yeah.
RAs, I feel maybe you should question like how good are they with communication. Just
Oh,
so
yeah.
that it helps them pick out the best out of the, you know, the 80 people who get selected. Just like, can they be able to talk to the residents and make them feel like they're welcome and they can talk to about anything? Like, so how do you, like, I guess, bring that small habits and teach like the, you know, future students, I guess, telling them, okay, you can talk to me about anything and stuff like that.
Yeah, so one of the best ways I try to reach out is that after like floor meetings or even if we have an event or whatnot, like I always like try to talk to people and specifically ask about like, oh, how are your classes doing? What clubs are you in? That sort of thing, and like get to know them on that level too. And if they, a lot of kids are really honest and they're like, oh, I'm actually really struggling with this. And it's like, although, so for example, for me, I'm an economics major and I can help a lot with that and like finance specifically, but anything pre-med related engineering, like I have no idea what's really going on,
Right.
but I know a lot of people who are really good at those things. Like Samith, for example, is really, really smart with like pre-med stuff. So if anyone has any, you know, orgo or chem questions or whatnot, like I can always direct them to him because he could really help out in that sense. But so it's not even just like, yeah, I have the information to help them, but also if I don't have the answers, I know who I can refer them to so that they can get that information
No, I think
is
that's
the key
pretty
thing.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like something I guess I want to ask you is like, how do you I guess encourage the residents to like prioritize like self-care and without overwhelming them, I guess.
Yeah, so when I have, so actually, we also have these things called one-on-one conversations where every semester they want us to talk to every student, which I think is a really good thing to do. But one of the questions I love to ask is like, what are you doing for your self-care and wellness? And just have them list one thing that they think of when it comes to their wellness. And a lot of people at first are like, oh, like they don't really think about that from a day-to-day basis. But the whole point is to get them to start thinking about that, where it's instead of it's like, okay, I just need to go to class and work out and then sleep. It's like, okay, what's something I can do to really help my mental health?
Right.
And one of those things I like try to recommend is like even just talking with friends and just hanging out or like going for a walk, something as simple as that can be really tremendous when it comes to your mental health. So sort of just giving them ideas and then also just sort of encouraging them to think more about it throughout their day. It was sort of my perspective on trying to help them with that.
I think, yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, I think it's needed for a lot of students, you know, being especially in freshman year, you have so much classes, and I'm sure some students come from after coming from high school, they like want to overload themselves with so many credits, and then they're stuck in between like, oh, shall I drop these classes? What should I do? And then when they come during the exam week, they can't talk about anything because they're just stuck in between like stress and work and just not knowing what's the next step, I guess. So I because in back in Canada, like
Yeah.
we have exam weeks, right? We take 1 week off at, before the exam starts. We get a week off just to relax, you know, you just refresh, our brain needs some rest, think about school like halfway through the week, but just like for that moment, you can just turn off your brain and just shut down. I think that's something we should implement, like even in like here in universities in US. I just don't know why, but I think it's a smart idea for a lot of, especially freshman
Yeah.
year. It would help them a lot going through their sophomore and junior.
Yeah. I know one of the big things that we kind of complain about is just how the academic calendar is structured a little bit. I don't know how it works for you guys, but for finals, we get a study day, and sometimes it falls on a Saturday, which is like a day we'd have off
Yeah.
anyways, and it's are we serious? Like what?
Doesn't make
Yeah.
any sense. Yeah.
Our study day is on the weekend, which we would have had off already. So I don't
Yeah.
get it.
Yeah. So WashU is pretty generous when it comes to that because we have something called Reading Week, which is like May 1st to May 7th, where it's like before technically any finals can start, you have like a week to prepare after classes. However, the problem is that this is like a official rule, but it's very much broken a lot of the times, and there's no real way to enforce it at the moment, which I think is
Yeah.
something that we should try to work on, where it's like, okay, so no finals are due, but I'm gonna make a group project that's the same worth of your, final, but it's gonna be day due like May 3rd or whatever, and it's gonna go right in the middle,
Yeah,
or like
right.
paper
Yeah.
during paper due. So it's like, okay, I have a week to sort of rest and get ready for finals, but I'm writing a paper, I'm doing a final project, I'm doing all these other things I have to do,
Right.
So it can still be really overwhelming sometimes. And to a lot of freshmen, it's like they'll remember doing finals in high school, but high school finals and college finals are
It's two
two
different
different
things.
beasts,
Yeah.
So it's
Yeah.
getting that adjustment is also really crucial in their development.
Right. I mean, it depends on per high school, I'm sure. The amount of work, I guess. Yeah, the exams are always different,
Yeah.
but at least in when I went to school in Canada, it's just we did have like text tests that's compared similar to the exams we had here, just because we had diploma exams, which is about like 6 7 hours, and it just straight tells it feels like an MCAT. But it does help you like build mentally, like coming into the school. But yeah, it seems like schools need to implement a little bit more rest days just for the kids to at least feel more refreshed going through the week and trying to at least do better in the exams. Because you like you said, there are some projects and assignments that are due during the reading weeks, which basically it's not really taking a break, is it? So
Yeah, I
yeah.
absolutely agree with that. So,
Yeah, dude, I don't know. There's just so much going on freshman year, so many new things, and luckily they have a great RA like you over there. I forget what's your residence hall called?
so
UMRA.
it's called, yeah, so UMRATH is a specific building I'm in, but the community is called UMZ because it's Zetcher and UMRATH combined. So,
Okay, so like the real
it's separate.
question, how far are you from the Bears then?
So my building's about 20 feet away, which is pretty nice. So
Oh yeah.
technically, I'll give WashU props on the sense that technically every like building, like the freshman buildings, are within like I want to say a quarter mile to an eighth of a mile away from the dining hall. I guess the one negative with that, there's only one main one here on the South 40, which can be very hit or miss on food sometimes. But when the food is there and it's good, then it's like it's pretty nice having that sort of convenience. So people need to study, they can go get some food, come back or whatever. But that actually led into something I wanted to talk about, which is it can be actually hard to find nutritional facts about a lot of the cafeteria food. And like you can technically ask for it, but you can see that the workers are very unhappy when you do, and they're like kind of grumbling about it.
Yeah.
Even then, they don't post it anywhere to find. So if I get, pasta one day, it's like, and it has Alfredo sauce, I have no idea how much salt and sugar or fat is in that Alfredo
Right.
sauce, which I think it's like pretty important to like sort of know where your macros are at. So, it can actually be really easy for, I mean, I think you guys probably know this too, but for students to gain weight at first or lose weight, because it's
Yeah.
really hard to sort of track your calories and your macros your first year. And also with the stress of school, some people eat a lot more, some people eat a lot less with that. Like it's really a
Definitely.
deal.
Yeah, I think I also have that stress eating. I always tell me and my mom are almost like with this. Whenever you feel stressed about school, work, We just substitute with food, basically. And I think that's a, it hurts. It hurts us mentally and just like physically. We can't just do anything after. Because after a big meal, you just feel like you just want to sleep, take a nap. But then when you take a nap, you're like halfway throughout the day, and then you're just like, wait, I got a homework due at 11:59 p.m. What can I do? Right. And then you're just going to like 1 hour sit and just grind the work. But then that work is not at all 90%. It's more like 30% of your what your capability is, right? So I think stress eating is one, it's a big issue in our community and something that needs to be addressed, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a reason why the freshman 15 is such a unknown thing. Like, you know, it's for those reasons exactly, right? You know, stress, we don't know what we're putting in our bodies. Sometimes people have negative attitudes towards you if you ask for nutrition, because it's like almost like a burden, right? Or it's like, are you insulting our food? I'm like, I promise you, it's not like that. I just want to know what I'm putting in my body.
I mean, I get where they're coming from. Like, as a student, you're just working. I mean, you whoever works at the union are usually students, so they don't know anything about like, oh, what's going in the food, like the Alfredo sauce you mentioned. So we can't entirely blame them, obviously. It's more about, I guess it's just the school's like system and how they're putting the, you know,
It's also hectic sometimes during peak dining hall hours. Like those lines get so long. I don't know how it is. I'm sure at WashU too, it's like that. Like certain times during the day, like the dining hall's packed.
Yeah, it can be really hard to get specifically food during lunch if you're at the Duck, which is like the main sort of, it's called the Danforth University Center because it's right on campus. So like on campus food at lunch is really bad. Trying to get the Bears Den food at dinner can be really hectic sometimes. So yeah, no, it's like just trying to get access to that food. If you know, if there's like a hour line, it's like really hard to, you know, sometimes some people just skip eating, and that's also a huge issue too, you know. So having access to that
We've done
food,
that
not
once or
just, you
twice.
know.
Yeah,
So
you should file a bear complaint for
right. Yeah, well,
that
non-existent bear complaint you keep talking about, you know.
one. We'll put in a badger
Yeah.
complaint.
Yeah,
And
we'll
badger
try
complaint
to
at best. Yeah,
All
I think
right.
the another important fact is sleep. I feel like as a freshman, you are losing a lot of sleep. And I know people like tend to come late, you know, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., thinking that, oh, what if I just pull an all-nighter? It's going to be okay. But it's really not okay, is it?
No,
Very detrimental for
it'll
your
hit you
health. So,
eventually.
and actually, one of the biggest things we see too with roommate conflicts here, and I think this is at all dorms, but here, because it's two people per dorm or whatever, a lot of these kids have never shared a room with anybody before, and they've always been used to having like their own like solo bedroom. But now they have this roommate who, you know, even at first maybe they like a lot or they think that everything's fine, they'll come to realize that they really get irritated when the other person has the light on or playing music or coming, you know, back at 4 a.m. and they're trying to sleep or whatever. So there's a lot of conflicts sometimes with sleep schedules, and something that we really try to work on and try to have open conversations with the residents to try to work through those issues.
Yeah, no, that's really good. I think we have two very different like freshman roommate stories, because like I so yeah you know Nathan. Yeah, so Nathan and I have been roommates now for 4 years, and we kind of like hit it off right away. We had pretty similar lifestyles, similar schedules, so it kind of worked out. Ash, on the other hand, had a different situation, which I'm sure he'll get into. I feel like you guys were like polar
I mean, it
opposites.
was fine,
Like, he's a
but
nice guy. You guys were just different.
obviously, as being a, you know, that's the thing about random roommates. You just don't know what do you expect and how to move forward. Obviously, you want to be responsible and you want to take care of their what they want and what do you want. But sometimes it might not work out, and that's okay. You just need to see what's best, and that's how I met with Melon and got to know Nathan. I just usually chill out in their dorms mostly, so. Because they knew what they I did, and you know, we all like connected pretty well, then that's why we became roommates.
So
But
it's yeah, kind of just works out that way,
but
but
there are times you will be like, you know, playing music at random times. It's be like, so there would be times where your roommate would go to the bathroom at like 4 or 5 a.m. and play like Playboi Carti at like very loud on the
Oh,
JBL speakers. And it's not only us, I think the whole floor could be listened to
oh,
that.
definitely. And like, how's the, you guys have your own, like, how's the bathroom situation work? Because at Wisconsin, like in the big, like, residence hall like ours was, it's like a huge communal bathroom.
Yeah, so it actually depends what building you're in. So for most of them, it's I believe it's so two and two, so four people per bathroom. But that's for the moderns, and then the traditionals are usually six people to one solo bathroom. And then we have the really, really old ones, which have the communal bathrooms. So,
And you
yeah,
know
we
how
have
those
those
communal
majority.
bathrooms, like, it is just like the voice, like the noise, like bounce off the walls. So especially when you play a speaker that loud, everyone can hear it. Obviously, I mean, our artists didn't really care that too much about, like,
It's
you
just
know, the
the
noise.
culture, man. It's part of the
So
culture. It's part.
obviously when it comes to sleep, well,
There's no sleep when Playboi
yeah.
Carti is around,
Yeah.
man. You just gotta
Well,
be awake, I guess. But it is part of the freshman experience.
yeah, of course. And I think too, like getting to compromises is the really like key part where it's like I remember with my first roommate, I don't know if you met him, Millen, but his name was also Nathan,
I think,
where
no, we did. We talked about it.
But I'd be going to bed at like 9 p.m. some nights because I was doing rowing and I had to get up at 4:30 a.m. some days. And I'll be waking up when he's going to bed and we'd be like, oh, good night, Nathan. He'd be like, good morning, Jack, or whatever. So a really funny situation. But I remember one of the issues that we had is that he'd always keep his like desk light on because he was studying or doing whatever work. And we talked about it and I actually tried a sleep mask. And I actually really, really liked it to the point where I've had a sleep mask for like 3 years now, even if no one else is in my room, because I just kind of like having it on. But so basically, like that's the way we like worked around it. But then he also promised that he'd try to keep the noise down while I was trying to sleep. So just sort of like having that mutual respect and not trying to escalate the issue over something that really could just be a conversation is the key part.
What is a sleep mask actually? Is this something that like you
It's
get
like
in the
a,
airplane or? I think it's
yeah,
like
it's a thing that
it's like
like
it
just,
covers your eyes.
looks like goggles that go, it's like a blue, yeah, mask or whatever. Mine is at least. It's some like silk fabric or whatever that goes right over it. But I bought mine off on Amazon. So it has little like eye pockets in it. So like it doesn't touch my like eyes, which I kind of like. So
Oh yeah, that's probably better than the ones I get from the airplane. I
yeah, there's,
try that and it just touches your eyes and I'm like, well,
yeah, it's really
maybe it's good to
annoying.
meditate in the dark for a bit.
Yeah. No,
Why
it's,
no?
I would say sleep masks are probably one of the only things that like you really need to get a quality one if you want to like experience it. Yeah, if you get like a really, really cheap one, it's gonna be terrible. So
That's a
don't
good,
skip
that's
on
a good
that.
advice. But I mean, I think that kind of touches on everything. Is there any last comments you want to make?
Not really any last comments. I guess I would just say like thank you for having me on the podcast and doing all this. And I really appreciate your guys' time and I'm glad I could share my experience as being an
Yeah,
art.
dude. No, I just want we just wanted to say thank you to you.
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
Yeah.
it's good to see everybody's point of view. I mean, it's not just we have doctors and athletes on the show, but it's like also people like our community, what they have to say, we want to hear from you guys because it's just everyone lives differently and have their own type of, I guess, their lifestyle. And it's good to see everyone's lifestyle and understand it and how we can learn from that. And then being an RA is a very tough job, and we all know that. But how do you also help these new students coming in and, you know, us, I guess, the future students who wants to be an RA? What kind of, I guess, message would you like to give them?
If you want to become an RA in the future, I would say that really just try to build your personal connections with your other like residents and also sort of try to build up leadership skills and also really work on your communication because foundation of being an RA is how you're able to talk with other people and how you're able to resolve issues if they come up. So building those skills early on when you're a freshman or sophomore can be really helpful for whenever you eventually apply to be an RA. So
Yeah. Man, well said, man. Well, we should be thanking you. Thank you so much for
thank
your
you.
time and coming on
So,
and giving us your thoughts and perspectives on kind of mental health, wellness, and what it's like to be a WashU RA.
course, and no problem. And I really had fun doing this. So thank you guys too. So
Yeah, man, no worries. We'll be sure to have you on probably a later episode in one of our next seasons.
Yeah,
But
maybe, so we'll
yeah,
see
no,
where
but
it lands.
that's kind of wrapping up the interview, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We're gonna go shift to the closing now, but be sure to stay tuned for what's at the end of today's episode. So thank you, Jack, for coming on, and we'll be sure to catch up sometime soon.
Thank you.
All right, perfect. See you guys.
See ya.
Now, I thought that was awesome, man. It's always nice kind of sitting down with a friend after so long. I know probably don't do the best job of keeping up with people, and it's just so busy right now with school. But just glad we could sit down with Jack and have that conversation. And I think it goes to show how important it is to have that kind of mentor-mentee relationship.
Right.
And it's definitely one of the things that I've learned to value more and prioritize. Yeah. Definitely going through undergrad now and looking towards medical school and beyond. So
I mean, you can understand being a freshman, how it was weird being in a new surrounding and just not really understanding where everything is, right?
Yeah,
because I think when I moved from Canada to US, it was a big change, and I think it was took time to adjust, meet new people, new friends, and obviously getting into this new lifestyle, new food, right? Because you definitely gonna be missing a lot of the home food that you're used to eating.
Yeah.
And now you're in this new environment where you got all these buffet in front of you. You just don't know how to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
You just eat these random food and thinking it's okay that, it's okay to eat all this. But sometimes it is okay to lie on the comfort, food. Like, you're okay to eat some burger, hear pizzas, when you're feeling like you want to eat it. But at the same time, it's nice to take care of your health.
What's your comfort food? Like, what's your go-to comfort food?
To be honest,
Popeye's family meal.
Yeah.
I knew it.
No. It's not a Popeye's family meal. I definitely do like the quantity. But I do not eat it at one stretch.
Yeah.
I usually try to keep it up for next days and just try to spread it out.
Yeah.
But I like to watch my own movie during, I mean, I come back home around 12 a.m. from libraries, right? That's what we usually do.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm even though you're working hard the whole day, you want to get that 1 hour of just watching your favorite show and eat some good food, right?
Yeah.
But we don't get that home-cooked hot food that we get back home.
Yeah.
So to get that, that's why I was craving to ordering into DoorDash, because it just gives me that, it's it's cooked right now and it's good for you. So that's why I always DoorDash food. But hey, if DoorDash, if you want to give me free coupons, I'll be up,
No, but speaking of comfort food, actually, make sure you guys are using that comfort discount link.
Yeah.
We'll have it linked in the description of this YouTube video, or if you're listening on Spotify too, it's linked on Instagram too. You guys know the drill by now.
I always wear my comfort hoodie when I eat my comfort foods.
So. Oh, do you actually?
Honestly, it works well.
It's a nice hoodie.
It's a heavy weighted hoodie.
Yeah,
so.
It is. Yeah.
It kind of works in the lifestyle. You can wear it wherever you want, whenever you want, and it's literally like sitting on a couch where you just want to relax after a long day. So that's why I wear my comfort hoodie.
Yeah, no, that's awesome, man. I'm just glad Jack could kind of sit down with us and kind of break down how he sits down with different students and different backgrounds too, and you have different conversations with people, right? Everyone's story is unique. Everyone has different circumstances, and so kind of hearing what he's been doing at WashU through training modules and just building a relationship with people to where they have always somebody on campus to go to, invaluable resource.
And sometimes even as an RA, you can see that who is really struggling. You talk to them at least once a day, right? Or you pass by them, and you can see how their mood changes over the semester. Because you can see the signs of some kind of pressure due to school.
Yeah.
And sometimes they are afraid of asking for that help. That, just going out there and, who to ask and who to talk to. And that's why RAs are there for. And that's why if anyone is interested in being an RA, this is why you need to listen to Jack. Because I think he's shared a lot of good insights about why the job of an RA is really crucial.
Yeah.
To upbringing students in freshman years, so
no, for sure. I think Man, I wish like I had a stronger connection with my RA. That's kind of on me too. Like I wish I think yeah. Ryan was our RA, right?
Yeah, I mean Ryan was great.
Ryan was awesome. Yeah. He was chill. Like we slowly like opened up to each other more throughout kind of the year.
I remember like when my first DoorDash got stolen freshman year. Hey, the first person I contacted was pizza. Yeah, I tracked them down, you know. Yeah. Can't take my food. I paid for it. So I contacted Ryan and he immediately was able to figure out who it was.
Yeah.
I was able to enjoy my hot meal. So
yeah.
Although half my meal was actually eaten halfway, so.
But they paid you back though, didn't they?
Yeah, and okay. I got a new meal. So
yeah, not all heroes wear capes, people.
Yeah.
Thank your RAs. If you're an incoming freshman, don't be mean to your RA. Don't be mean to your RA. They'll be a really good mentor.
They're literally a student like us. So.
Yeah, they're usually only like 1 to 2 years older than you two. So they were also in your shoes. Yeah, it was awesome. Always great catching up with Jack, and I think we definitely learned a lot and had some major takeaways that we can take.
And we'd like going to see forward. How he's doing in the next few years.
Yeah.
It's like, I love talking to people after how things are going over the multiple years, because you don't know where they are in life and how they're doing, so it's always good to check up on them.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
And if you know a friend who's always struggling or is afraid to talk, always give them reach out to them. You know, just talk to them, see what they are up to. It's always good to, bring back that old relationship.
Yeah. And
it's always healthy to ask them.
Yeah. So. No, even, just a simple, hi, how are you? You know, check in on your friends, see how they're doing. You know, people might look really happy on the outside, but you really never know what somebody's going through on the inside. And so it's, you know, it's the little things like that can really go a long way.
But yeah, but I really did enjoy this conversation with Ryan, and we're excited to see who's our next podcast.
Yeah, no, anybody you guys think we should have on the podcast, drop their name down below.
And we'll try to get them on the show.
Oh, yeah, just in any way you can, Instagram, Spotify, YouTube, let us know.
And don't forget to follow us on Spotify, Instagram, and what else do we got?
We got Spotify, Instagram, YouTube.
Right.
We have a TikTok too. We will, season two, we will be better about posting on TikTok.
We do need to be better on mental health.
We do.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't even introduce our new social media, our head of social media. We'd like to introduce Nathan Ernst, who will be helping us out on our platforms, kind of just giving you guys the content that we want to put out there and more frequently too. I think one of the big goals we have kind of going into season two that we're going to be posting more consistently and frequently,
right?
And just letting you guys know on across all platforms too, like, you know.
But we are excited,
for
this new journey, right?
Yeah, the team's expanding. You know, a lot of big plans coming up ahead.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for coming on this journey with us.
Thank you for sticking with us in this journey, as we all try to be better and improve each day.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much all you can do, right? It's just constant improvement, working to be better the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that kind of wraps it up. Any final thoughts you have for the people?
No. I think just go out there and enjoy, really.
Yeah.
I know it's very cliche about it, but it's actually very simple.
Yeah.
You just got to go out, really explore. I like to go out for walking. Maybe you do too. If you feel lonely or just ask for help.
Yeah. Weather's nice out there. Go to your local boba shop. You know,
if you like boba,
so what I'll be doing.
You have to like boba.
Boba's
really loves boba.
I love boba.
It's not the most healthy.
It's
thing,
good though.
But it's a great comfort food. So not gonna argue.
Maybe that is my comfort food.
You have quite a few things.
I do. I have a lot of comfort foods.
That is okay. That is okay. But it is great to catch up with you guys, and it is great seeing new people on our show. And I'm excited for new things ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of all we got here for episode 5. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Again, be sure to subscribe on YouTube, listen on Spotify, send us a DM on Instagram if you have a potential guest you think would be a great fit for the podcast. And I guess without further ado, that's kind of all we got here. So thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you guys in the next one.
Peace.